This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Although Travis Mulhauser now lives in North Carolina, he grew up in Petoskey, Michigan. And Michigan is often the vivid background in his stories and now in his debut novel, Sweet Girl, a 2017 Michigan notable book.
It's about a 16-year-old girl whose mother is a drug addict, and she has gone missing. And the 16-year-old girl, Percy James, who's the narrator, becomes pretty concerned when a big storm starts to gather, and she hears that her mother's been spotted somewhere sort of out in very remote rural northern Michigan, and she goes to find her mother, or attempts to find her mother. She goes to the local sort of the meth kingpin's farmhouse, and in the search for her mother discovers instead a baby that's been abandoned, and she attempts to get the baby to safety, and that's sort of the premise of the novel.
There's a tug on the heart as you read it, because I think we're seeing this more and more in real life, what happens, you know, with the opioid and other drug epidemics that are going on, that kids have to become adults while the adults
Yes.
are kind of zoned out. What kind of background research did you do on, you've got different, not just meth, but different drugs going on here. Some of them, like the balloons, the one uses with the gas, pretty bizarre stuff. What kind of research did you do to find out about how people who are that addicted survive and live?
Well, I mean, with the exception of meth, I mean, a lot of the drugs in the book I did. It wasn't intended as research at the time, but as a young kid growing up, there was a lot, you know, some of that stuff was around, and so I participated in it, and so I knew that part of the world. But I think the meth stuff in particular, because I didn't have a firsthand experience with that drug, I just kind of tried to extrapolate what I understood about rural drug culture in general and apply it to that. And I did not do a ton of, like, you know, I wasn't sitting in a library researching methamphetamines. I felt like I knew the characters well enough and I knew the area well enough that I didn't have to do a ton of that beyond just sort of things that were particular to the meth world. And that was all easily accessible through a Google search or two.
And unfortunately, Michigan and meth go together, sadly,
yes,
quite a bit, especially in rural areas, I believe.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when I started writing the book, it was kind of before opioids were as well established and well known as sort of the rural drug of choice.
Yeah.
So this was kind of in that window.
Tell us, before we return again to the book, something of your journey as a writer. How did you get started?
That's a great question. Well, I was about 20 years old, and I was living in Petoskey, kind of working weird jobs. And I took a night class at the community college, North Central Community College. And I had an English teacher who told me I was good at writing. And I, you know, didn't believe him at first, but sort of stuck with that. You know, it was like a positive sort of message from the academic world that I kind of latched onto. And that, you know, I just started writing and reading, and it really kind of gave my life a focus at that point. I had been out of high school for a couple of years and not doing much. And that was sort of, I was like, okay, well, this guy says I'm good at writing and I like writing, so let me do that. That was really as simple as that. Once I kind of started to do it, I stuck with it.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Travis Mulhauser, like many teens, experimented with drugs in his youth. But he went beyond personal experience to plunge much deeper into that world, writing Sweet Girl.
I'm really careful to, like, not make my own life a big part of my sort of discussion of the novel, because, you know, there are so many people that have so much more interesting stories. I don't want to take the Pepsi challenge with people on the crazy things they've seen in the drug world, because my stuff was pretty limited there. But I do feel like I understood, you know, the antagonist Shelton. I felt like I could really get inside his head and understand the way that he viewed the world and saw the world. And so violence kind of became a natural extension of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was just felt very sort of, I came to it very easily because it just seemed like this is what would happen next inside in Shelton's world. So it didn't feel like a huge stretch, that stuff, even though I don't have any, you know, personal experience with shooting people. So
it was interesting to me as I read the book. I was really struck by how this one little thing, this young girl going to look for her mother, this domino effect, and it's present in pretty much all novels, but somehow this one, I was really aware of that, how one thing triggers another and each one gets a little bit bigger. And this innocent scene turns into several deaths, this tragic wander through the snowy woods. And I'm not going to give away the ending here. I was really intrigued with how you did that. I loved the way that one thing led to another.
No, sure. Yeah, it's a great point. And there's two things I can say about that. The first is that I think you're right that all novels hinge on an event. And I remember being in graduate school trying to become a fiction writer and being like, really, I had an issue with this novel that we read because the whole thing started with this cat scratching a woman. And I'm like, 350 pages based on a woman getting scratched by a cat. This is crazy. I remember my teacher, Lee Zacharias, she said, look, you're going to start worrying about how novels start. You're never going to write one because they all have to start with some incident. And I think that's absolutely true. And I think, like, for me, you know, I just had this image in my head of this girl in a hooded sweatshirt discovering an abandoned baby. I don't know where that image came from, but I was interested in it, and I just sort of explored it. And that's where the novel came from, was me sort of unwrapping that image. And I think that that's the way a lot of writers come to their work.
You know, listening to you, Travis, I think I just realized what felt different about your novel when you mentioned that cat scratching a woman, and you're doing something similar. I think most novels, you have this opening scene that's, you know, already a mass shooting or some big pow, you know, that
right.
gets you in there. But yours starts with a relatively innocent, small action that keeps getting bigger. I think that's where the difference is.
Yeah, and I think it's the main character's decision to, like, take that first step and then take the next step and to keep going. And as things escalate, she continues to sort of decide to hang in and keep fighting.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Travis Mulhauser, the author of Sweet Girl. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.